is more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program, American Stories. A young man falls in love with the daughter of a mysterious and frightening doctor in Padua, Italy. The first part of Rappaccini's Daughter by Nathaniel Hawthorne, coming up. Special English features are on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. Arguments are increasing in the United States, both for and against sentencing convicted criminals to die. The death penalty debate is caused by the planned execution of convicted murderer Timothy McVeigh. He is to be the first person executed by the federal government since 1963. 38 states permit a convicted criminal to be sentenced to death. Last year, 85 people were executed in the United States. McVeigh placed a powerful bomb near a federal government building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in 1995. The explosion killed 168 people, including 19 children. McVeigh has admitted he is guilty of murdering the most people in American history. His execution by injection of chemicals was set for next week. However, on Friday, Attorney General John Ashcroft postponed the execution until June 11th. The Justice Department announced Thursday that thousands of pages of evidence had been found. The FBI should have given defense lawyers these documents before McVeigh's trial. Mr. Ashcroft ordered an investigation, but said McVeigh was still guilty. Recent public opinion studies show more than 75% of Americans support McVeigh's execution. Those supporting the execution of McVeigh include many Americans who usually are opposed to the death sentence. Kent Scheidegger is with the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation in California. It is a victims' rights organization that supports the death penalty. Mr. Scheidegger says McVeigh is a perfect example of why there is a need for a federal death penalty. He says anything less than the death of McVeigh would show a complete lack of justice. Groups opposed to the death penalty say the approval of the execution of McVeigh does not show an increase in general public support for the death penalty. Opinion studies show that support for the death penalty has decreased. Studies show 77% of Americans supported it 5 years ago. Now, about 63% do. Ajamu Baraka directs an anti-death penalty program for Amnesty International in the United States. He says the death of McVeigh will do little to change the debate. However, he expects a strong international reaction to the McVeigh execution that could help death penalty opponents. Opponents of the death penalty have always argued that it was unfair. They say poor people who cannot pay for good legal help receive the death penalty more often than others. And they say courts order the death penalty more often when the accused is a member of a racial minority group. Former President Bill Clinton called for a government study of the issue before he left office. The results of the study are expected to be released soon. 19 more federal prisoners are sentenced to be executed. This VOA Special English program, In the News, was written by Paul Thompson. This is Steve Emberg.